Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is our text. Today is Maundy Thursday. You ever wonder what Maundy stands for in the first place? It seems kind of antiquated, doesn't it? Maundy Thursday, something the Roman Catholics come up with apparently. But the reality, Maundy comes from the Latin word mandatum, which would mean mandatory in our language, or mandate, but it's translated in our text as commandment, which is a very good translation. And Jesus says we are to love one another. It sounds a whole lot like the second table of law and the Ten Commandments. Now, for a little bit of review, the first table is Commandments 1, 2, 3. You shall have no other gods. You must misuse the name of the Lord your God. And remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. It deals with my relationship between God and me. The second table of the law is the second seven commandments, 4 through 10. I won't name them all, but the reality is it deals with love between fellow men. It seems like Jesus is saying, you know what? Obey the second table of the law. But then he does a little bit of Jesusing on us. He starts changing words around. Instead of love your neighbor as yourself, well, if I don't love myself very much, I don't have to love my neighbor very much, and so I guess we're good. But Jesus comes back and says, you are to love one another just as I have loved you. Ooh, with a little, just a little bit of maneuvering, Jesus has made this a new commandment. It's not like the old. We are to love as he has loved us. The reality is, this new commandment is not a summary of the law. It's actually a fruit of the gospel. Jesus is pointing to his own sacrificial death. Hear the words from St. John chapter 15. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." It's the second time he said it. "Greater love has no one this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." Notice that Jesus doesn't present a new commandment as something that we have to do to get something from Jesus. He gives us a new commandment as something he has done, and something that he certainly encourages you and I as brothers and sisters in Christ to do in our everyday lives. To love other people as he has loved us. John highlights this in 1 John chapter 4. "And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." And what gives this text so much significance? He said these words on the night of his betrayal, when he's in the upper room with his disciples celebrating the Lord's Supper. The first thing he shows them, that their sins are forgiven. After all, his body and blood are given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. It's done. Your sins are done away with. But he doesn't stop there. Secondly, he imparts his love to them to show to other people. In other words, you love as I have loved you. Oh, and by the way, people are going to start to notice. But I've been a part of our congregation a long time. And I realize that sometimes we're not very good at loving one another. In fact, we may even fail on the scale of tolerating one another. But the really cool thing is, every time we receive the Lord's Supper, we have that post-prayer canticle that says, you know, "Lord, thank you for this salutary gift. Strengthen us in our love for you and in fervent love for one another." You ever wonder why I pray that first column instead of one of the other two? It's not because they're longer. It's because I like to remind us that we are to love one another even when it's not always that easy. Because he has surely loved us. In a few moments, you're going to taste his love for you under the form of bread and wine. Your sins are going to be forgiven. Your faith in him is going to be strengthened. And you're going to be sent out of this building to love other people. And even in this building, by the way, as He has loved you. Amen? Dear Jesus, give us Your love that we may love one another as You have loved us. In Your name we pray. Amen.